أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 98 of Surah Yunus. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ, then why were there not a community, a people of a village, آمَنَتْ, that would bring iman, such iman, فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا, their iman would have benefited them, إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُس, but the community, the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. At the outset, to understand what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam was sent to the people in the vicinity of a place called Mosul, that is in Iraq. And hence, Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam invited his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like all other communities, they denied the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They denied Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. Then came the time when Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, on the instruction and commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, warned them that within 3 days, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab will come down upon them. The people amongst themselves decided that this is a person that had never lied. And now that he is speaking about a punishment from Allah Rabbul Izzat, most certainly it will be true, but how are they going to test the truth of it? So they understood and they realized that if he is speaking the truth, then he is not going to be within the community, he will not be amongst the people on the third night or the third day when the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes down. And exactly as they had apprehended, on the third night, the following morning, they went out looking for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. After they saw, and the important aspect is, the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab. What was the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab? They saw this smoke, this type of cloud that began to hover around them, above them, and it was coming down towards them. So when they went out to look for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, there is no Yunus, and this is the azab that they had apprehended. The community amongst them began to sit down and talk to themselves, amongst themselves, and they decided that what Yunus had always told us and spoken about is, we turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the old and the young and their animals and livestock, wearing the most tattered and torn clothing, they went out into the open and they began to cry. And they cried to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in that cry, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah of the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed them with iman, such a iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had accepted. Now, some few verses before this, we had spoken about Fir'aun, that despite the fact that he said that he brought iman verbally, but that iman was not accepted. And here is a group of people, a community, like in Surah Saffat, Allah Ta'ala speaks about them, 100,000 people that had brought iman. They were the number of the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah accepted the iman, and there Allah Ta'ala rejected the iman of Fir'aun. What is the difference, and why the difference? On the one hand, Fir'aun was already in the gharghara of death. He was already in the pangs of death. And at that time, the doors of Tawbah closed. Secondly, whatever he had seen was the azab of the akhirat and not the azab of this dunya. Here, they did not see the azab in itself, but Allah Ta'ala, through his kindness, sent down the signs of the azab. Ulama have written that it was not the actual azab, that smoke or that cloud that they had seen was not the azab of Allah Ta'ala as it would have been, but it was the signs that Allah Ta'ala had shown them, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had accepted their iman after they made tawbah and they brought iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Lamma amanu, Allah Ta'ala says that when they had brought iman, kashafna anhum azab al khizi, then we had removed, we had averted from them the punishment of humiliation, of disgrace, fil hayati dunya, in the life of this world, wa matta'nahum ila hin, and we had given them benefit to a fixed time, that thereafter they brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them benefit in this world, that they remained in this world for a while, till Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them death. In other words, Allah had accepted that iman, and that iman was beneficial to them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.